up.
We don't know why the phone.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. All right. So do you want to discuss the rates now? Because what's going on in the county is that the state reimburses by county and by how many hours the patient has, okay? So right now, if you have anything over 40 hours, either we can offer a flat rate at a higher rate, meaning the $16 to $17 an hour, or we could pay the county rate, that's what the agencies get reimbursed for, the first 40 hours at $13.50, and then go up time and a half for the remaining hours that she's completing.
All right. So we had somebody that was going to pay us $14.75. I think it was $14.75, but the lady never called me back.
Right.
She never called us back. I don't know what happened to her.
That's possibly because she didn't get the permission to pay the rate. Because that's if you have so many hours, and is it only one caregiver or two?
It's two.
Okay, how many hours is the first caregiver doing?
She gets 16 hours.
16 hours a day?
Yeah, one of them gets 16, then the other one hers is breaking down during the week. Hers, she get like, the other one, she just has the remaining 17 hours. So she gets like from Sunday to Wednesday, she get 2 hours. And then it's somebody who got a full-time job. They just do it at night for me.
I just need a breakdown of the hours so that I can offer them, I can offer you guys the highest rate. So the first caregiver is doing how many hours a week? I need a total number.
Hold on. That's her calling me now. Let me try to get, see if I can put it in the call. Hold on. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jasmine.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Mr. Lamont was telling me that you were trying to reach out to check rates in different agencies.
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. How many hours? I need to know like the breakdown of each caregiver's hours so that we can offer you the highest rate. So you being the primary caregiver, you're doing the bulk of the hours. How many hours a week do you do?
112 a week.
So you complete 112, and then the other caregiver?
She does seven. She don't know what she does. The other caretaker does 2 hours Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then she does 3 hours. She does 3 hours Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
So that's 2, 4, 6, then 3, 6, 9, and 6 is 12. So she does 12 hours. How many hours do you get a week?
No, she does 17. That's 17 hours.
Okay. What's your total
it's
care
two,
plan
four,
hours?
Six, it's 2, 4, 6, 8 is 8 hours. Then she does 3, 6, 9. 9 and 9 and 6 is 17.
Okay. So 17 hours for the second caregiver, and you're the one that's doing the bulk of the hours, so you're going to get the most in time and a half. So for 112 hours... Let me see what's the highest rate that they can offer you for Philadelphia County. Because the state, I was trying to explain to Lamont, that the state reimburses by county and by the amount of hours that you're going to do in overtime.
Okay.
So the maximum for someone with so many hours is $13.50. So I'm going to see if they can offer you something higher. Let me just confirm that, okay?
Okay.
What's your name? You're
Johnny Robinson.
Johnny's?
Yes, Robinson.
All right, I'm going to send the email to the boss. I'm going to see what they can offer you since you're already making that rate and you're looking to make something higher. I doubt that they're going to honor that rate, anything higher than $13.50 because of the overtime. So I'm gonna call you back, all right? I'm going to see what they tell me. And then I'm going to call you back. If they can't, if they cannot honor the current rate that you're making, are you still interested in leaving
the
agency?
No, because there would be no point. Yeah, because there would be no point to switch it if it's going to be the same.
Right. All right. So let me confirm that for you, okay?
Okay.
So, hey, what about this other thing you were telling them about? They'll pay you like $17, $18 in straight time, huh?
Did you say that? Yeah, but she comes off better with the overtime. Because let's say that we give her $16 an hour for 112 hours a week. She's not going to get anything close to what she's making her overtime.
Oh, no, no, not that way.
Because remember, first 40 hours.
17, 18. Go ahead.
Right, flat, meaning the whole 112 hours. But it's better for her to do the first 40 hours at the 1350 level and then do the rest in overtime because you're going to go up to almost $22 an hour.
Right.
For the remaining, 40, 80, that's almost 80 hours worth of overtime. So, yeah, it's better for her to get to be on overtime. Financially,
right.
She's going to make more money.
Right.
So let me see if I can offer her.
Because what she's getting paid now, I don't know how much her check is, but...
it makes more sense to get overtime than straight time.
Yeah, it's always better for her to get overtime because even if I paid her at a higher rate, when it comes down to it, she's only going to be making the flat rate of $16.17.
Right.
Meanwhile, with overtime, she's going to go over to $20. Yeah, exactly. All right? So let me try to figure this out for you guys. I'm going to see even if they're able to do, even if it's a quarter more. If it's a quarter more, it's a quarter more. I'll try my best, okay? I'll give you a call back.
Okay.
All right. Hang in there, all right? Take care. All right, guys. Bye-bye. All right.